Testivity Audio Course, Module 4, Life Insurance Principles.
The most important use of life insurance is to meet the financial needs of surviving dependents that accompany a person's death, especially an untimely death. Other personal uses of life insurance include the creation of an estate, cash accumulation, liquidity, estate conservation, and viatical settlements. It is said that life insurance is the easiest way to create an estate. Consider the person who takes out a $1 million life insurance policy. If that person suffers a premature death after making only one premium payment, it's obvious that a tremendous increase in the value of that investment, the premium payment, will be realized, and that the deceased will have instantly created a sizable estate. Life insurance is recognized as an important financial planning tool. It provides the opportunity for savings with cash accumulation on a tax-deferred basis. The tax-deferred growth can be accessed tax-free through policy loan provisions. Life insurance proceeds can offset estate taxes, conserving one's estate, or can be used to more readily liquidate an estate. Under a viatical settlement, a terminally ill insured, or viator, sells all rights to his or her life insurance policy to an investor for a percentage of the eventual death benefit. The investor receives the full death benefit when the insured ultimately dies. While proceeds from a viatical settlement are not taxable as income, in most terminal cases, the insured will choose accelerated benefits over a viatical settlement. Accelerated benefits are living benefits paid by the insurance company that reduce the remaining benefit to ultimately be paid to the beneficiary. For purpose of the exam, a terminal or chronic illness is a condition expected to result in death within 24 months. Business owners or partners must plan for business continuation in the event of their premature death. The best approach is to make funds available for the surviving partner to purchase the business interest from the deceased partner's estate. A buy-sell agreement drafted by an attorney and funded by insurance proceeds may be established for this purpose. Under a cross-purchase buy-sell agreement, the partners purchase life insurance on each other in an amount equal to each partner's share of the business. Each partner is the owner and beneficiary of the policy. When one partner dies, the policy proceeds are used to purchase the deceased partner's share of the business from his or her estate. As a result, the business is continued by competent persons, and the family receives fair compensation for the decedent's interest in the business. Under an entity purchase buy-sell agreement, the partnership itself is the owner of the policy on the life of each partner. When any one partner dies, the partnership purchases his or her share of the business from the decedent's estate and divides it among the surviving partners. The death of a key employee may have adverse consequences to a company, especially to smaller companies. A key employee is anyone whose role in the company is essential to its success, usually someone at the executive level. Key employee or key person insurance is intended to indemnify a business for the economic hardship brought on by the death of a key employee. A common method of determining the amount of insurance required is to estimate the loss of company profits that would result until a suitable replacement is found. Often a company will want to reward certain employees. Split-dollar life insurance is one means of doing so. Under a typical split-dollar plan, the employer is the owner of the policy, but the employee has the right to name the beneficiary. Premiums are split between the employer and employee. The employer pays an amount of premium equal to that year's increase in cash value. There are two methods used to identify life insurance needs today: the human life value approach and the needs approach. Both attempt to place a dollar value on the amount of money needed at death to meet certain objectives. The human life value concept is based on the premise that life insurance is intended to act for the beneficiary as an income replacement upon death of the insured. This method attempts to determine the present value of future income that will be lost if the insured dies prematurely. The amount of life insurance required is equal to the present value of lost future earnings. If an individual earns $50,000 per year and has 10 years until retirement, that person can expect to earn $500,000 prior to retirement and should own life insurance equal to the present value of $500,000. The human life value approach is commonly used in lawsuits where a jury is asked to award a sum of money to the plaintiff to compensate for a wrongful death. A more common and more subjective method of calculating the amount of life insurance required is to look at the financial needs of the insured's family or business. Examples of expenses that may be considered include final expenses, housing or pay off the mortgage, education for dependent surviving children, retirement income for dependent surviving spouse, etc. Life insurance can be categorized into four classifications: ordinary life insurance, industrial life insurance, group life insurance, and endowments. Generally speaking, any life insurance product sold to an individual requiring premium payments be made no more frequently than monthly is considered ordinary life insurance. Industrial insurance originated in the 1930s to cover final expenses. This type of insurance is issued with a relatively small face amount, often $10,000 or less, with correspondingly small premium requirements that are collected weekly by the producer, who's also known as a debit agent. Since the premium is due weekly, and there are 4 weeks in a month, the grace period on industrial life insurance policies is 28 days. Group life insurance is any life insurance offered through a group arrangement, such as an employer. Generally, group insurance is less expensive than a comparable individual policy. It is usually sold to employer groups on a payroll deduction plan with no physical exam, which lowers the cost of administration relative to individual policies. Whereas people in the workforce are usually younger and in better health than the population in general, the cost of mortality is generally lower as well. An endowment policy pays a stated face amount in the event a policy owner dies prior to reaching a stated age, but it also pays the face amount to the policy owner in the event he or she reaches that stated age. Often, the age of endowment is 65, to coincide with retirement. An endowment is comparable to a whole life policy that matures at some age prior to 100. Prior to the Tax Reform Act of 1984, endowment policies were very popular. However, this tax law placed limitations on the rate at which a policy cash value can accumulate, and virtually all endowment policies violated this requirement. As a result, very few endowment policies are being sold in today's market.